Hi, this is Daniel Garber-Louise for ClickShowMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. TIFF is coming to an end this weekend, but plenty of movies are still playing with free screenings of People's Choice winners, including the Midnight Madness and Platform series. But this week, I'm talking about three gems that played the festival from Chile, Romania, and Denmark. There's a performer in The Pampas, a driver in Romania, and a would-be farmer in Jutland. The Movie Teller, directed by Lone Scherfig, based on the Chilean novel by Hernan Rivera Letelier. Maria Margarita and her three brothers, Minto, Mauricio, and Marcelino, live in a remote company town in the Pampas, where they mine saltpeter. Her mother is a beauty obsessed with radio soap operas, her father a gruff man with a big mustache. Their biggest source of pleasure is their weekly trip to the local cinema. But when their dad is badly injured but not killed in a work accident, they're suddenly without income. And their father, now in a wheelchair, can't go to the movies anymore. So the four kids decide to take the movies to him by describing what they saw. Three brothers are not very interesting, but Maria Margarita blows them all away with her renditions. The love scenes, the fights, the commentaries, all perfectly reproduced. Soon word spreads around and everyone in town wants to watch her perform. But will it solve their deepest problems? And can it bring their mother home again? She abandoned the family once her husband was injured. The Movie Teller is a magnificent romantic coming-of-age story. Each of the four kids are played by three different actors as they grow up. The main events of their lives, like Maria Margarita's fight with a dust devil or her first date with the son of the union organizer, are played out against historical events in Chile, culminating in the U.S.-backed coup that killed Allende and brought dictator Pinochet to power. You can guess what year it is throughout the movie by what movie they're seeing at any one time. Though a bittersweet story, it feels like a classic drama. And despite the fact they're in the middle of the desert, the film is rich, lush, and colorful, and it's filled with quirky, endearing, or hateable characters. Danish director Lone Scherfig makes a movie about movies in a cinematic style. Wonderful. Do Not Expect Too Much from the End of the World, directed by Radu Jude. Angela, played by Ilinka Manolache, is an overworked PA, a production assistant, working for a low-rent film studio in Bucharest. She has bleach blonde hair and wears a dress covered in metallic sequins. She spends long hours driving across the town on minor assignments. Her latest? To interview people who were badly injured while working at a foreign-owned furniture factory. She sees people missing fingers, paralyzed, or in wheelchairs, but this is not an expose. It's the company that wants this for a promotional campaign, telling people to wear their helmets, though most of these people weren't injured on their heads. Everywhere she goes, she pulls out her smartphone and records a short video she posts on Instagram or TikTok, swapping her face with a cartoonish version of Andrew Tate's, complete with shaved head and goatee. She calls this persona Bobito, who spouts a series of body, obscene, misogynistic, and reactionary punchlines, told in the most offensive way possible. Later, she picks up marketing exec Doris Goethe, played by the great Nina Haas, from the Austrian furniture company they're making the film for. So will Angela survive another grueling day, or will tiredness turn it into a fatal traffic accident? Do not expect too much from the end of the world. Apparently that's a famous quote from a Polish. is a biting satirical film about contemporary Romania. It mocks pop culture, government censorship, corporate greed, and in a way, too sure to offend almost everyone. Therma, Deloitte, KFC, Ukraine, Orban, Putin, Germans, American gun culture, nothing is off limits. This is an avant-garde film, not a conventional one, with very long takes, and it's quite 2.5 hours long, and each take might be as long as half an hour with no cuts. The scenes in Urquhart are grainy, black and white, while other scenes are brightly colored, including the clip she makes for Instagram. There are also ongoing clips from a 1981 Romanian movie about another female cab driver in Bucharest and the macho Transylvanian man she meets. The same actors appear in this film 40 years later. And what Radu Jude film would be complete without a seemingly endless montage of photos, almost like a slideshow? No spoilers in what he shows. I think this film is brilliant, just like his previous one. But, you know, this one is much easier on the eyes, and they're not wearing masks all the time. So if you're okay with political satire and unconventional cinema, you should definitely check this one out. The Promised Land, Bastarde. Co-written and directed by Nikolaj Arcel. It's Jutland in Denmark in the 18th century. Captain Ludvig Kalin, played by Mads Mikkelsen, is trying to start a farm in an expanse of inhospitable heathland. He wants to make his fortune, live in a mansion, and be knighted by the king. He's the illegitimate son of a nobleman and his maid, who served 25 years in the German army but left with only a meager pension. But now he has royal permission to start a farm there. Many have tried, none have succeeded, but he faces unexpected obstacles. First, there are very few people who want to work there. He ends up hiring a husband and wife who ran away from servitude in a manor house at the hands of a noble. The husband was brutally tortured, and the wife was sexually assaulted. Then there's the noble, Frederick de Schinkel, played by Simon Benabior, a snotty young man who craves absolute power over all of Jutland. Just by existing on the land, Kalin challenges his authority, and so he goes out of his way to stop and maroon his life. It also doesn't help that the noble's beautiful cousin, Adel, doesn't want to marry him. She only has eyes for Kalin. Then there are the vagabonds who live in the woods, attacking any passing visitors. That's where he meets a foul-mouthed little girl named Anmai Moose, played by Hagbert Melina, who they use as a lure. Anyway, later, after much squabbling and dramatic happenings, the former maid Ann Barbara and Anmai Moose form a makeshift family to face the elements as they attempt to produce the first crop ever grown on the land. Will he succeed or fail? The Promised Land is an epic and novelistic historical drama about a stubborn and driven man looking to fulfill his big dreams. It's full of sneak attacks and revenge plots, all these 19th and 18th century novelistic stuff. Mads Mikkelsen is marvelous as Kalin, a man who risks his life for the sake of a title or rank at the expense of the people he really cares about. The large cast is fantastic. I mentioned only a few of the Dickensian characters. And the cinematography is panoramic, just breathtaking. This is a fantastic movie. The Movie Teller, Do Not Expect Too Much from the End of the World, and The Promised Land, all played at TIFF 23, which runs through tomorrow. Go to tiff.net for details. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM, out of my website, culturalmining.com.